B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, let's say good morning to our player from Bolton. It's Rick. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. Rick, tell us a little about yourself, what you're doing in Bolton these days.
I'm an electrical engineer with a defense firm, and I'm here with my beautiful wife, Diane, who's a nurse. And we've got a daughter and two sons that are grown out of the house and doing well.
Good job, Rick. And your beautiful wife is there with you.
My beautiful wife is here with me.
Okay. All right. Hey, listen, if she can shout out an answer to you, there's no law against that. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Double team. Here we go. Now, you know, if you get all 10 of these right, you win $1,000. Okay? If you're not sure, Rick, just say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll get back to it. Okay. Here we go.
What is 8 plus 7?
15.
There's no land at the North Pole. True or false?
True.
What's the name of Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's daughter?
Surrey.
What does the abbreviation ROI stand for in the financial world?
Return on investment.
How did Sonny Bono die?
He skied into a tree.
What is the three-letter term for a young goat?
A kid.
What meal in a box is called the San Francisco treat?
Rice-a-roni.
What kind of shampoo did Heather Locklear tell all of her friends about?
Pass.
Where is the popliteal fossa located?
Pass.
On which sea does Romanian have a coastline?
On the Black Sea.
What kind of shampoo did Heather Locklear tell all of her friends about?
Rick. She told two friends.
Who told
and they
two
told
friends.
Two friends.
And so on.
And so on. And so on. Ring a bell now?
No, I don't have much hair, so
okay.
I don't know about shampoo.
All right. What was that answer, LBF?
Fabergé.
Fabergé, okay.
And I thought maybe your wife could help you out on this one. Where is the popliteal fossa located?
I don't think she heard it well enough.
It's the back of the knee.
Back of the knee.
The popliteal fossa.
All right.
There it is.
But you did awesome.
I counted you were blazing through the first seven, Rick.
Okay.
Where was was it the Black Sea?
Yeah, he had it.
Wow.
Got it. I know.
Rick.
Smarty pants.
I'm glad he's working for the defense system.
I know.
Hours.
I like that he's an electrical engineer and lives in Bolton. Get it? Bolton.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. Okay. All right, Rick. Hey, what's your lovely wife's name?
Diane.
Well, Diane's going to like this, too. You got a $75 gift card to Viridian Bay. And you're saying, well, Bob, what's that?
We're psyched. We got some work to do in the yard.
All right.
Good. Well, Viridian Bay is here to help with any of your garden needs, from unique planters and wind chimes to garden lanterns and more. They'll elevate any outdoor living space and vibrant garden this season. Visit Viridian-Bay.com. Thank you, Rick and Diane. Okay.
Thank you very much.
And, folks, if you want to play, just sign up at WROR.com. There you go. He was doing good. He had those first seven. Rick was on a roll.
It was a Rick roll. It was
right
a Rick roll.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm impressed.
It's good job. Hey, sign up to play, plus LBF has a home version of the game. You could see how you stack up. It's 8:10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.